I'm from Germany, and Germany is a clean-looking country. I don't want to say more. We do have a love-hate relationship with trash. And I was told in the 60s, very often it happened, that people sitting in the car, unwrapping their bubble gum and rolling down the window and plop, out of the window. Keep the inside clean, and whatever happens with the plastic outside, we don't care. Now, in the 70s, the children were educated about waste. And now, don't you dare to go to Germany and throw something out of the car window or throw something next to the dustbin, because the first one is a child that points at you and looks at you as if you are a criminal. Still, we don't respect waste. We call it Müll, Unrat, Abfall. And that is much less respectful than trash, rubbish, waste. Here in Kantari, I learned how you can treat waste with love and respect. And one of these friends of waste, or well-wishers of waste, is Emmanuel Kwilasho, who comes from Nigeria and showed us, demonstrated us in a beautiful exhibition how artistic you can be with waste. Please give a big applause to Emmanuel Kwilasho from Nigeria.
This is a landfill, a place where most of the waste we generate in the society ends up. This is a drainage system. It is built to allow the flow of water, but as you can see, filled with trash. This is a roadside, a place where vehicle and woman are supposed to use for transit, but half of it has been turned to an open dump site. Let me share with you an experience I had at the age of 11. I used to have a friend called Ade. He's smart, brilliant, and handsome. We had wonderful childhood memory together. One day, when we were in school, it rained heavily. But fortunately for us, the rain stopped around the closing time when we are going back home. Just like many other children, we are happy. We grab our bag and jumped out of class. On getting to the school gate, the whole road is filled with water. On our way home, Ade's shoe removed from his leg and was carried by the water. He couldn't pick the shoe immediately because of the speed of the water, so he was chasing after his shoe. All of a sudden, he fell in an open drainage which has been covered by water, and he got drowned in this drainage. That was the last time I ever saw my friend. Now, let me take you to a place where I call home. Abeokuta is located in the southwestern part of Nigeria, in a state called Ogun State. Every year, we generate over 3.2 million tons of waste, of which the statistics of how many that is being collected, we don't even have, because the service provided by the municipality is inconsistent and inefficient. For example, they are supposed to come once in a week to pick up the waste generated by the society. But even till now, as I speak, we might not even see them once in a month. So this inconsistency forced people within my community to dispose their waste in a way that seems easy and simple for them. So what did they do? They do everything you have seen in that picture. Dumping on roadside, dumping in drainage system, or even in rivers. The attitude of dumping waste in drainage system is what actually led to the death of my friend, because we were made to understand that the drainage which my friend got drowned in was blocked at the other end by trash. Not only my friend is a victim of improper waste management within Nigeria, thousands of people have lost their life to cholera and diarrhea, which is a death caused by drinking polluted water. Last year, 106 people died due to a disease called Lassa fever. This disease is transmitted by rats within the society, and you all agree with me that rats live in dirty and filthy environments. But do you know that there's something we are not all thinking about, which is pollution, which waste is one of its parts? As I speak to you right now, more than HIV, more than tuberculosis, more than any disease you can think of around the world, pollution is the number one killing agent. In the next 5 seconds, one person will lose his life in Southeast Asia due to unhealthy environment. In 3 seconds, another person will lose his life in Western Pacific due to unhealthy environment. And in the continent where I come from, which is Africa, in 2 seconds, somebody will lose his life due to an unhealthy environment. I think by now, it's more than 8 seconds, and 3 people are dead already, believe it or not. This is the statistics of the World Health Organization. Thinking of what can we do to bring a stop to something killing us all without having a single hand, I started my organization called Secure Cycle. Secure Cycle is an organization that empowers community on how to protect and conserve their environment. I mean, their immediate environment, because we all belong to an immediate environment. And no size fits all when it comes to taking care of our environment. So how do we want to create a clean and healthy environment free of disease and death? We do this through 3 initiatives. The first one is the Green School Initiative. This initiative, we go to schools and colleges to educate them on how they can protect their environment. We do activities such as sanitation, recycling, and even tree planting, because for every waste management complaint, if you have not planted a tree, then your work is not yet done, because you can't wipe the carbon in the sky. You can only plant trees to suck out the carbon. The second initiative is the Green Community Initiative. This is an initiative that goes into community, sits with them, and provide a system that can help each community to manage their waste based on their capacity. Through this initiative, we will provide waste bin for my own community, which I'm starting from, 50 waste bin in 50 locations. So this is the niche of my environment in Abeokuta, so that we can properly dispose the waste we generate within the society. After training, if there is no facility, then there is little to what the community can do in properly managing their waste. The third initiative is the Green Market Initiative. The Green Market Initiative is special in a sense that the market is a place where large tons of waste is generated annually. We are taking this initiative to the market to make the market community an ambassador to everyone within our community, so that we can reduce the amount of waste that people take home from the market itself. This project has 3 phases. Within the market, we have the plastic phase, the paper phase, and the organic phase. At Secure Cycle, we'll be starting with the plastic phase, in which we want to take out plastics within our market system by providing alternative shopping bags like cloth bags and paper bags instead of people using plastic bags for their shopping bags. But not only that, we will also provide a dumpster in which every plastic waste that is generated within the market can be dumped rather than taking it to the landfill or throwing to nature. This plastic waste will be collected at the end of the month and sent to recycling company so that it can be used in production line, rather than it flowing to our seas and river bodies, causing a lot of pollution within the ocean. At Secure Cycle, we believe that alone, we cannot provide solution to the problem of unhealthy environment, but by working together as community, taking collective action and responsibility, we can secure and cure our environment from death and diseases. But not only that, recycle what we call waste into production line to get value from it. Thank you.